Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valens, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. Richie Valenzuela was his original name. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Borg is our guest, our new friend, B-O-R-G, TomBorgConsulting.com is his website. We're talking about communication, improving communication and building trust inside your four walls, inside of your company, so that you can operate more profitably. Tom, thanks again for being here. In the last segment, you talked to us about four things, four questions that employees ask, if not out loud, at least to themselves, or they ask or they wonder about them. And I wanted you to I'm going to repeat them, and I wanted you to help some of our CEOs listening out there to answer these questions. Do you like me? Do you care about me? Can I trust you? Do you know what you're doing, boss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's the key to this?
Let's go back to the first one, like. I think it was Charles Lamb, the great English essayist, that said this: damn it, I like to be liked. Hey, we all like to be liked. So the key is, what are we doing for our employees to show them, prove to them that we do like them? And it's something it has to be genuine. You have to be sincere. But certainly simple things like a smile when they walk into the room, being approachable, being able to use their name, things that are going to show that person that they are liked, acting warmly around them. But those are basic things. We all need and want those. So as a CEO, business owner, that's the question. Are we doing those things on a regular basis with all of our people?
Isn't there one other thing, though, that we can stick in here, find a fifth question, that I think almost could cover a couple of these?
Sure.
And that is respect.
Yes.
You know, if my boss... I don't necessarily have to love my boss. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to love me. But if I've got his respect or her respect, mm-hmm. that goes a long way professionally, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And isn't that what people, they want you to like them, but in a professional setting, don't they really want to leave at the end of the day and say, you know, my boss respected my idea today, or he respects me? Because doesn't respect lead to engagement?
Yes, it sure does. You're right on the money with that one, Jim. And respect is critical. And it's true that people want to be liked, but at the same time, do you respect who they are? We don't have to like everyone to the level that they think we should like them. However, the key is, do we value them as a human being? Do we respect them,
mm-hmm.
what you're saying? I totally agree.
Yeah. So what are some other things that we can do to improve? We can improve tips and best practices, communication, trust.
Well, the second one would be on care. Do we really care about that individual? How do we show that? Asking questions about them, their families, their hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Taking an interest, other than getting that job done that's in front of them, do we take the time to show them that we care by finding out about them personally, things
mm-hmm.
that are important to them in their lives? That's an important
mm-hmm. thing. And when they ask, can I trust you, that's a multifaceted question, isn't it?
Sure is. And the way they're testing us is when we say one thing, and do we follow through with that? Do we hold, as a business owner, do we hold everyone accountable? Or do we just hold certain people more accountable than others and let others slide? So that's a form of trust building or trust breaking down. If we're not doing that consistently across the board, then that's speaking some things that are between the lines that say that we're not as trustworthy as we imply that we are. So how about this? Just the idea of you say you're going to do something, or you promise them certain amount of support, maybe equipment, maybe some software they need to do their job better. And if you keep putting that off,
mm-hmm.
they're going to start to trust you less.
That's one of the things, keeping your promises. This is where I see a lot of owners, a lot of business leaders get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
As my dad used to say, their mouth overload their backside.
Mm-hmm.
He said it a little bit different, but But you know, they say things, they run their mouth about things that they can't really back up, like almost like a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I found out is employees are like children
mm-hmm.
in this way. If you say something, it sticks in their head.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Absolutely.
They don't forget things, do they?
No, they don't.
And if you
they
make
don't.
A promise and you don't follow through on that promise or tell them why you're not following through, then you've lost a lot of ground, haven't you?
Absolutely. And we have to remember, they are constantly communicating amongst themselves. So if there's
mm-hmm.
something they might miss that you said, one of their coworkers will remind them. You know, little conversations around the water cooler or in the lunchroom, those go on whether we know it or not.
Right, right, exactly. Last thoughts, Tom. Give us some last thoughts on how to improve communication and respect.
Well, this business about do you really know what you're doing, do you really show that? I mean, here's a great way I think our listeners can tune into this, Jim. You know, it's always been said that the best investment is your employees. Do we invest in their training? Do we invest in their education? Well, how about you as a business owner? Are you investing in your own education, your training? So that's going to allow you to be on the top of your game so that you're able to consistently do what you're doing to the best.
Right.
So how can you know what you're doing? Well, consistently stay current. Learn what's going on in the industry and at the same time be able to demonstrate that to your team that, hey,
right.
I want you to learn, and I'm going to demonstrate that by doing it myself.
Well said. Hey, Tom Borg, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it, Jim.
Tom Borg, B-O-R-G, TomBorgConsulting.com. Ladies and gentlemen, check out his website and see what he does for his customers. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.